This year, fighting and Islamist repression forced the cancellation of an annual music festival near Timbuktu in Mali. The festival highlights the music of Africa with an emphasis on North Africa. A new album of music from last year's festival has been released. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
Long ago, one of my college history professors hammered home a durable truth. If you love art, she said, you should hate war, because some art is always one of the victims of every war. A case in point is the music celebration held near Timbuktu, Mali, since 2001, called Festival à Désert, which I will anglicize as Festival in the Desert. In January 2012, right after the last festival ended, a nationalist uprising began in the north of Mali, which was soon taken over by hardline Islamic fundamentalists. The 2013 festival was canceled, and even a caravan-style mobile concert was deemed too dangerous. After intervention by the French and others, the conflict has cooled down, and it is possible that the festival in the desert will return next year. In the meantime, as a special souvenir of what was celebrated in Mali, we have a newly released record of the 2012 shows, live from Festival à Désert, Timbuktu. Although it was inspired by traditional festivals held by the Tuareg people, the festival in the desert is distinctly international and a symbol of modern Africa. Popular music has become a reliable export from many African countries and increasingly recognized as a force to bring diverse people together. There are frequent guests from outside the continent. As is often noted, rock veterans like Bono and Robert Plant have attended and performed at earlier festivals. That said, the folk elements of the music are a bit straight up and unfiltered in the middle of the festival album. Pure voice and percussion works tend to leave me cold and make language barriers harder to cross. A track called only Traditional Chant is one I will skip every time through, though that's not more serious than walking away from a stage toward one you like better. Indeed, the voice-heavy tune called Adwa is pretty crazed, and at less than 3 minutes long, is something I would never skip. Elsewhere, swirling beats from full bands and strong singing voices erase all hesitation about exploring unfamiliar performers. The only two names to have appeared more than briefly in the West are guitarist Habib Koité and the Tuareg group Tenarawan, once reviewed on Fresh Air by me. Here they are the backing band for a song that may be familiar to veteran world music fans, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's Musta Musta. Other songs feature sentiments and themes that have innate appeal and special resonance in the context of the festival in the desert and its absence this year. One track simply praises democracy. Singer Hyra Arbi goes for the most fundamental of all in La Liberté. Turmoil in Mali has receded since early this year, and with luck, healing and progress in resolving conflicts can continue. Certainly one landmark would be the return of the festival in the desert and its loud affirmation of peace and unity.
Milo Miles reviewed Festival in the Desert Live, released on the Clermont Music Label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Rebaldonato, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. We'll close today's show with music from pianist Mulgrew Miller, who died yesterday at the age of 57 following a stroke. His career included stints with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Betty Carter, and Woody Shaw. Miller led his own band for many years. We'll close with a solo recording from 2010. I'm Terry Gross.